The creation myth. This was written after coming across in southeast of the United States, in Utah, a description of an act by the Utah Highway Department in 1984, fairly recent really, in which their bulldozer basically destroyed Spider Woman Hill, one of the central kind of sacred spots for the local Native Americans. The creation myth. Can a smashed rock leave a ghost, a trauma zone accumulating antimatter? The high desert, not much to look at, buttes, mesas, rattlesnake ravines, waterless but for seepage. The ploughing tarmac objects to circles, spirals, webs, emergings of sacred energy into the upper world. To us, A leads to B. We don't look back. There is only the destination. I'd like to believe in curses, flood-damaged roads and bridges, rock slides, though small, almost invisible, like wisdom, Spider Woman is powerful. She whispers at the back of your mind. The petroglyphs show her casting seed, casting out, but she's also skilled with clay, sculpts animals, plants, humans. This rock, her anvil, horned woman with lines, ropes, threads of power. This rock, no more, you drive right through her to lose your tongue, your voice, your mother language in the sandstorm morning. The two sisters, silent as the desert, you've decreated. And it got me thinking about the fact that perhaps even around central Victoria, that we are constantly walking through, driving through, bulldozing through, whatever, historic sacred sites of the Indigenous people, and we may not even be aware of it. Municipal creations may well be built upon the linear destruction or the linear annihilation of historic sacred sites.